Good afternoon, Packers fans. Aaron Nagler here with your Packers Daily Chat, coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels a few hours early on this Monday afternoon, because I have an event this evening that I have to go to and won't be available our normal time at 5 p.m. Eastern. So kicking off at 2 p.m. Eastern, along with the Brewers taking on the Mets. Go Brewers, obviously. No Aaron Rodgers news. I saw Brandy saying, hey, what's happening? Is there Rodgers news? No, there's no Aaron Rodgers news. Just Aaron Nagler having to go a few hours earlier. Want to give a shout-out to everybody who has reached out regarding the Cheesehead TV draft guide. We had hoped to have it available earlier this morning. That has clearly not transpired. A lot of things working behind the scenes, many of them beyond our control. Hopefully have that up and ready for you guys later this afternoon and or this evening. There is a slight possibility that this delay drags into tomorrow. Can't apologize enough, but hold tight. Christmas will arrive and you'll be able to open your presents. The Cheesehead TV draft guide is imminent. It will arrive soon. Can I define soon? No, I cannot. But I can tell you it will be here soon. In the meantime, I want to talk about this news that popped up over the weekend and then in Peter King's Football in America column this morning regarding Amazon and the NFL and the attempts by the NFL to placate Amazon because they got a pile of crap last year in their first year producing those Thursday night broadcasts. And the NFL now trying to give Amazon a few, you know, better, a few more games that are actually watchable. This wouldn't affect the entirety of the year, but later in the season when, you know, playoff races are heating up, they're trying to make it so that the NFL can flex games off of Sunday into Thursday nights, which obviously is great if you're a television executive or a streaming executive, as the case may be, and pretty freaking awful if you're a fan or NFL player. Two voting blocks that clearly the NFL doesn't give a shit about. They held a vote about this at the owners' meetings this past week down there in Arizona, and they got 22 votes in favor of it. Fortunately, they need 24 for it to pass. Four of the teams that came out against it were the Giants, Jets, Bears, and your beloved Green Bay Packers. And I just want to say it's really nice to see Mark Murphy fighting for his fans yet again. You know, he kept the forces of the NFL at bay for as long as he could when it came to playing overseas, giving up a home game. He fought that good fight, knowing it was inevitable that the Packers would eventually have to play over in London, which obviously they did last year, and they will so again, either in London or Germany or wherever the NFL ends up in Europe in these coming years. That will come around again in a few short years, no doubt about it. But he, you know, staved that off as long as he could. And here he is doing the exact same thing with this ridiculousness that is trying to flex these Amazon games. There's no doubt, as I wrote in the description of the video here, it's inevitable. It's definitely inevitable. This is going to happen eventually. The NFL will twist the arms necessary to get this vote passed. Maybe in May. Maybe, hopefully, not till next offseason. But this ability for Amazon is coming, no doubt, and it is just atrocious. And you understand why the Packers are against it, a team that not only, you know, sells out every game at Lambeau, but has so many fans that make pilgrimages to see this team wherever they play, whether that's in Lambeau or somewhere on the road. How fucking awful would it be, especially later in the year, around the holidays, when you're, you know, designing your whole trip and your whole life around this game that you think is going to be on a Sunday, and then 12 days out, you get a notification from the NFL, oh, by the way, that game is on a Thursday now. Good luck. And that's essentially what the NFL offers. I mean, you don't need much more by way of, you know, this kind of push to give the NFL the flexibility to move these games to know that it's just a TV show. And all you're doing when you go and attend these contests is paying for the privilege of being extras in the NFL's number one rated television program. That's it. That's all it is. You know, I love football. I love going to watch football. But man, the NFL has turned it into just an absolute nightmare and continues to do so with provisions like this absurdity for Amazon. So shout out Mark Murphy. fighting for Packers fans everywhere. This is one of the things, the type of thing that he does that he never gets appreciated for, except right here on this channel. Shout out Mark Murphy. You the man. How is everybody on the old live stream chat? Good to see everybody. Kerry Bishop, what's up? Nice to see you in the afternoon show. Thanks, Nags. Thanks, Kerry. Thanks for checking it out. For a little less viewership than usual, I'm not surprised. But like I said, I had to go early today because I got stuff tonight. Mimsy, thanks for the super chat. It's bad enough to get flexed on Sunday Night Football Week 17 in January. Exactly. You've already given that, you know, ability to not only NBC, but now ESPN as well for those Monday night games. Like I said, look, we're all just pawns playing extras in their hit television show. So yeah, I can't really say I'm too surprised, but it is unfortunate. Nags, any guests for this year's draft stream? Good question, Brandy. I have to start reaching out to people. Usually I'm about a month ahead, so I'm a little under that right now. But hopefully we'll have a few. We'll see. I'll reach out probably this week. Hopefully we'll have our regulars, you know. Hopefully I'd love to get Kenny again, hoping to get Leroy again. Dave's too big time for us now, you know, although I will ask him. We'll see. Abdul, thanks for the super chat. Hey, Aaron, why does Green Bay want to host the draft so bad? Well, because they'll never be able to host a Super Bowl, and it's a huge event, and it's an ability to not only showcase Lambeau and Titletown and all the expansion there and, you know, civic pride, the ability to show off Green Bay and the surrounding areas, but it is a huge moneymaker. There's no doubt about that. There's no question in my mind that eventually Green Bay will land this. I'm pretty sure that with additional hotels that have been built around the area and including the Milwaukee area, which they will do in any kind of bid to make this happen, it'll happen. I don't know if it'll be 26, 27, what have you, but I think eventually the Packers will land it. And I think it's going to be great. I think it's going to be a total vibe. The idea of having the, you know, league's smallest market hosting this premier event, it's as close as they'd ever get to hosting a Super Bowl. So, yeah, I think it'd be a feather in the cap, not only for Murphy, but for the Packers in general, although it'll undoubtedly happen after Murphy is gone and most likely Ed Policy is president and CEO, but long way to go before we have a resolution there. But yeah, it's a chance to not only show off the area and show off what the Packers have done as far as expanding with Titletown and what have you, but it'd be a humongous economic boost, not only for the Packers, but for the area. And that's a good thing. That's a good thing for the partnership between the Packers and the town of Green Bay. City of Green Bay, sorry. It's a city. Get Emory Hunt again. Dude is freaking smart. John, I love Emory. I just saw him at the Combine a couple weeks ago. Love having him on. Tried to get him on last year, but now he's Mr. Big Time CBS. See, this is the problem. Everybody I know who I would love to have on, they all have media gigs. You know, Emory's live for CBS throughout the whole draft weekend. It was easier a couple years ago when he was doing his independent thing, but now he's Mr. Big Time CBS Sports, you know, analyst. He ain't got time for little old blogs like us. But I'm definitely going to have Emory on during this run-up to the draft. We'll have him here talking football. Love Emory. Love talking to him. So he'll undoubtedly appear on Cheesehead TV. Just don't know if it'll be during the draft stream. Cyril, how are you, man? Haven't seen you in forever. So could our Sunday games be flexed to Thursday? What the fuck? one could, yes, late in the year. Now, that's not official. It hasn't happened yet. It hasn't passed. It didn't pass this past week at the owners' meetings. They only got 22 votes. They need 24. Problem being, of course, is that two teams were in absentia, being the Denver Broncos and Carolina Panthers. If they both vote yes next time around, it's a done deal. So shout out, by the way, to John Mara, who I'm not a huge fan of. You know, I've got my issues with things he said in the past regarding celebrations, what have you. But the co-owner of the Giants came out very forcibly and vocally and publicly against this idea of flexing to Thursday night games. If you haven't seen his kind of thoughts on the matter, I highly recommend Googling Mara and Thursday Night Football, because he didn't mince words, and I appreciate him for that. Mimsy, thanks for the super chat. If Mark can do WIAA, he can do Cheesehead TV draft show. I am sending this to 1265 Lombardi. There you go. Hey, you're absolutely correct. Why can't he? You know, fresh from those file footage videos of him and Matt and Brian and Russ all mingling in the draft room. He could just walk down the hall, go to his office, and turn on Zoom and join us here at Cheesehead TV. I don't see why not. It'd be pretty easy, right? Come on now. Come on now. I'm down with this. That's such a fun idea. We've tried to get Matt before, but, like, you know, they're working, I guess. Joe, thanks for the super chat. How would Reggie White fit play in a 3-4 scheme? Well, he's a pretty classic 4-3 end, so it might be difficult. But, you know, he's the Minister of Defense. He's an all-time great. I'm sure he would have figured it out. Would have been fascinating to watch him standing up in a three-point stance and then, or I'm sorry, in a two-point stance and then turning and running and, you know, swiveling his hips and trying to cover tight ends down the seam or what have you. But, you know, he's the Minister. I'm sure he would have figured it out. Andrew, thanks for the super chat. As this drags on, it plays to both teams if something doesn't get done before the draft, right? The Jets don't have to give up 13, and we can push it past June 1st, or am I missing something? Yeah, I mean, obviously the natural tendency for the Packers is to want to get one or more draft assets, i.e. picks, in this year's draft. Immediate help for your young quarterback and team. But yeah, if the Packers don't get something they think is worth the asset in Aaron Rodgers, yeah, then I think they'll hold on to it and wait until after June 1st for the obvious reason of being able to divvy up the cap hit. Although, I think given their how they've operated this offseason, it's pretty clear they want to take their medicine this year. You know, I think they would prefer to be able to get that hit done in one season. So, but yes, there are pressure points on both sides. And I do still very much suspect this gets done before the draft. Shadid, thanks for the super chat. What's next? Thursday Night Football to air on MGM Plus? Oh, boy. What's funny is I had to subscribe to MGM Plus so I could watch Godfather of Harlem, which is awesome, until they have to recast Malcolm, which, I mean, the new actor's fine, but the original guy was so much better. My mind is blown that some teams voted yes. Talk about taking a piss on your out-of-town fans. Oh, Cyril, it's all about the money, baby. It's all about that Amazon cash. You know that. Man, the fans are so secondary at this point. It's all about the television program. They have the number one TV show in the country and have for quite some time. They want to hold on to that, whether that's, you know, traditional TV or streaming. They will do anything and everything possible to make that happen. You know, that's why these big broadcast partners are paying the big money. You know, and if you stick them with the slate of games that they got last year, I kind of understand Amazon kind of rattling at Saber and saying, hey, we're giving you X amount of millions and billions of dollars for this. For, you know, what? Atlanta versus Jacksonville or something? You know, like, they don't want that. They don't want that nonsense. Jets going to get a QB with their 13th pick? Larry, stranger things have happened. You know, they've said all the right things. They're intent on getting Aaron, and Zach is their number two, and blah, blah, blah. But who knows? Anything is possible. I mean, I doubt it, but we'll see. Brandy. Nags, will Ed Policy fix the presser audio issues? This is our best chance, LOL. Yeah, I think that ship sailed. As soon as I asked Mark about it, and he said, we already did it, I knew we were dead in the water. What kills me is that I'm convinced the NFL is the number one TV program because they stayed on OTA for most of the games for so long. Andrew, you're not incorrect. Over-the-air stuff, absolutely. Kind of owned it for so long, right? Have owned it for so long. They were, and still kind of remain, the outlier when it comes to dragging their heels as long as possible when it comes to streaming and alternative methods of viewing. But man, they're the king. And it's good to be the king, right? So they've done a good job of wringing every last bit of money out of traditional broadcasting while they pivot now to streaming services. And that's how you remain king. Braden, thanks for the super chat. NFL Sunday ticket on YouTube.tv/Cheesehead TV loophole. I'm down with it. Hey, if they want to broadcast on Cheesehead TV, the NFL is more than welcome to come talk to us. I mean, when I was a kid, that was the talk, right? Eventually, we thought by now, but clearly we're nowhere near that, that we would be able to, you know, pick the games individually and pay for them, like a pay-per-view per game, right? The NFL has clearly not allowed that to happen. Ben, thanks for the super chat. I'm ready to look forward to the draft without a trade albatross hanging over us. Would love a pass-catching tight end for Jordan Love. Yeah, Ben, I'd be very, very surprised if they don't get out of this draft with at least one tight end, if not two. Now, does that necessarily mean that it happens on day one, Thursday night, at pick 15 or 13, as the case may be? I highly doubt that. But I'll be surprised if they don't add a tight end or two in this draft class. I mean, I've heard Brian talk a couple of times about the depth at that position in this class. I suspect, you know, provided that the draft falls right, you don't force it, you know. But if there's a guy there that they like a lot, I suspect you'll see one added to the mix, so to speak. What else we got? Does Nagler read Twitch? That's the real question. Of course I do, Jeezy baby. What's going on, brother man? Thanks for watching on Twitch. Greatly appreciate it. And all of you on Twitch, look out later tonight because I'm going to be on Twitch playing some Jordan Love games. I got Jordan Love now inserted into my starting lineup. It's time to take the world by storm. I've got some practice in now with him at QB. You've got to change your approach a little bit on Madden, but late tonight, because I've got an event early in the evening, but late tonight I'm going to be on Twitch. So join me. It's going to be fun. Abdul, thanks for the super chat. It's a good thing Sunday tickets moved to YouTube, right? Yes. It's a very good thing. The one thing I do worry about is the latency on YouTube. My suspicion is it'll be even worse than it was in the Sunday ticket version on DirecTV's kind of streaming service. But I think YouTube will do a much better job. Just, hell, getting the streams up in a timely manner. Seemed like every year, like more and more as the years went on, DirecTV cared less and less because they knew they were losing the license, and they just, their customer service stunk and their tech stunk, and they kind of just left it for dead and collected people's money. So YouTube will want to make a good first impression and hit the ground running, so to speak. And I suspect probably a lot of extra bells and whistles for creators, maybe for viewers too. But yes, I think it's a very good thing. I mean, it's somebody who's actually in the streaming space, not trying to figure it out like DirecTV was. David, you get it, yeah. So you are traveling for a game, hotel is booked, and they flex the game to Thursday night? Ridiculous. That's what I'm talking about, David. That's why I'm giving Mark Murphy kudos, because, I mean, at least somebody's thinking about the fans. Sure as shit ain't those 22 owners that voted to allow Amazon to do this. I'll tell you that. Mimsy, thanks again, man. Does LiveX have any juice in the NFL stream? Here's hoping for a Nagler guest house on Shadow Lane. Amazon stream audio lagged like crazy. Yeah, the audio on Amazon this year was tough. Totally agree there. As for LiveX on the NFL stream, no, there is zero juice there. I think we will draft a kicker. I think Crosby was only returning if Rodgers had. Law Maddie, I don't disagree there. I think there will be a new kicker in town. You know, Brian was asked about that at the owners' meetings, and he talked about the contract and needing to get the price right. And I suspect that's their way of signaling that they're not going to bring him back. They can't afford him, especially at what he was being paid last year, given the fact that we all know the limitations of his game. He's obviously a Packer great, but it is definitely time to move on. Joseph, thanks for the super chat. Yes, finally made a live sesh. Enjoy your day. Go Pack, go. Joseph, that's awfully kind of you. Thank you, sir. Very, very nice of you. What up, Nags? I forget, what is the channel you'll be streaming on Twitch tonight? On CHTV. Just look for CHTV on Twitch. Probably, and like I say, when I say late, it'll be later, like 9:30, 10. So be ready. Abdul, thanks again, man. Whatever happened to Ramiz Ahmed? He wasn't bad. I agree, but he hurt himself in warmups in the Vikings game, and they didn't sign him to a futures contract, so now he's a free agent. I would love if they brought him back. I don't know how extensive his injury was, but I'm with you. I really liked him. He looked really good last summer. So maybe he'll be back. We'll see. All right, everybody, I have to get going. I can't thank you enough for hanging out and talking Packers each and every day. I am sorry I had to go early today, but I'll be on Twitch later tonight. Be on the lookout for that. Please do me a monster favor and hit like on the video. Subscribe to the channel. Those of you waiting for the release of the Cheesehead TV draft guide, again, I am sorry for the delay. Hopefully, hopefully up later this afternoon or this evening. There is a possibility that this stretches out until tomorrow. For that, I apologize. Some of it's in our control. Most of it is not. Thank you for your patience. I promise Christmas will arrive and you'll be able to open your present. Thank you, everybody. Thank you so much. Have a great night. Tell your friends. Tell your family. Cheesehead TV. We are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great night. Go Pack Go.